To 109 during the evening hours. Our community connection this morning brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartles Hill and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, and also by First Baptist Church. And I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time this morning talking theater, particularly children's musical theater, and a co-producer for the upcoming production, Jan Watt, in to help me out. The Beauty and the Beast. Good morning. Nice to have you in here this morning.
Thank you for having us.
A fun show, and certainly I think for your cast of actors and actresses, a show that they at least already are familiar basically with the plot and probably know a few songs before they open up.
Most of the kids at least know who Beauty and the Beast are, and that there's a beast and there's a beauty. And then from there, they're kind of lost as to who maybe the Lumieres and the Gastons, and they may know LeFou, who's kind of the sidekick that makes all the comedy. So they came into it with a little bit of knowledge and knowing what part they really wanted. Even though they were 7 years old, they were going to be Beast.
Right.
So, yes.
And sometimes those expectations are met, and sometimes they say, yeah, I think you got a little bit of growing to do before we hit that part.
They do. Starting out at 7 years old, we kind of try to build the love of theater into the kids and learning skills, just basic things. We have summer camps that kind of help with that now, but they build their skills, and then as they get older, they may get a major part, depending on the role, or they may just be around for a while and do some ensemble work and learn some more skills, and every year they build, because we have different kinds of directors every year also. Mm-hmm. So when they get to be in the anywhere from 13 to 17, you typically have the kids that are the principals and the lead roles. But this year for Beauty and the Beast, because there's Chip, who's the enchanted little boy in the castle, there are 2 9 to 10 year old boys that have sort of a major role. Mm-hmm. And they're switching off different nights to have the chance to both get some acting as well as play ensemble work. So that's kind of a nice thing.
Well, and you refer to the ensemble as being there, and that's the learning role. But those are you know, I can remember so many shows having been in, the directors impressing on everyone, you know, there are no small parts. If you're, you know, if all the action's going on over on this corner of the stage and you're looking over there, the audience notices you instead of what they should be noticing, and the whole importance of those other roles beside the lead.
If you do something besides what the director has trained you and the choreographer has trained you to do, just because you want to have the diva stage, it's a little bit hard, because that's when people are going to be looking at you and not paying attention to Belle. But if you don't have the ensemble roles where the kids are singing and making those beautiful harmonies that they do, if you only had Belle, or if you only had Beast, it would only be called Belle. And it would only be called Beast, and it's called Beauty and the Beast, and there's the choruses, and without all the rest of them, every player is hugely important, and you can see that when you get them up on stage.
Yeah, and that it, when it works, when it clicks in their mind for the first time, the light goes on, oh, I get it, that's such a great time, you know?
That's probably my reason for being able to continue on with these kinds of activities with kids, is watching that light go on and watching them just delve into it and really take it all in. And when this year we had our director, Andresakis, and she's from New York City, she had them do a read through the first day of rehearsals. Typically we do that a couple of weeks ahead of time, but we did it the first day, and that gave everyone a chance to say a line, and they just went around in a circle and every kid got a line. Mm-hmm. And to watch those kids that probably didn't have lines in this musical to read a line right there, it built their confidence, and they realized that nobody laughed, nobody made fun of me. I actually said something, oh, maybe I could do this and it wouldn't be so hard. And to watch that confidence grow in just that few minutes, that 2 hours, it's amazing to watch over the 4 weeks of rehearsals what they learned. But just in those 2 hours of reading that script was probably the most fulfilling.
Well, and my words, not somebody from CMT, but for those first experiences, to me, there's two lessons that kind of go together that they need to walk away with, rather. Number one, this is fun. And number two, I can do this. You know, and if they get that at that first experience, then that opens up the whole door for them.
And again, the confidence, if they can learn some basic skills in theater, they're not going to maybe do this for the rest of their lives. My son started out with a 2006 Beauty and the Beast, and he's a computer science major. So he's not following theater. He loves to do it. But and that's many of our kids just go on to do something else. But if they can build their confidence, if a kid can go into school and do a presentation in their classroom, or they can get up in front of a small group when they get into the workplace, that's more important and more life building than maybe being able to sing that part just perfect or get that dance step down, because we all know that most of us don't get it perfect most of the time.
Well, and that's the beauty of live theater, of live performances. It's the phoenix rising from its ashes every time it comes to life, and it's made brand new for you.
Yeah, and the kids, when they're 7 years old, I think probably the first couple of years of doing the shows, they really don't quite get what they're getting into. And then they get to the community center, and it's this big, huge place, and they kind of do everything they're supposed to do. Here's what the director taught them to do. Here's the choreography. Here's the music they're supposed to do. But when they actually get out on the stage, it starts to mean something. So then by the next summer, even though it was a lot of work that previous summer and they spent 5 weeks of their summer making this musical, they want to come back because that was so cool, you know, and they had people laughing and clapping for them. So again, that confidence is just something most of us, when I was a kid, there was no such thing in my hometown. You never got a chance to be up in front of people. Yeah. So doing it was quite a challenge once you get older.
Well, and you mentioned that there may be a lot of them will not move on in theater in some way, or maybe they'll do a high school production or something, right. but at some point in time, there is a termination to that for most. But you're building audience members. You're building that appreciation of when they get offered tickets, okay, Mozart's in town, I got a couple of extra tickets, do you want to go? Well, you learned all those appreciations, you learned the audience etiquette, you learned all those things that you know, brings you back to enjoy what's going on.
Well, and they get a firsthand taste. If somebody starts crying or somebody makes some noise while they're on stage, they start to realize that how important it is for them to pay attention when they're on stage. And like when the Broadway and Bartlesville series comes through for the community center, the kids, they're much more knowledgeable because they've been hanging around with kids that are probably more in theater, the older kids, and they're watching them as examples. They start to hear things about some musical that they'd never heard of before, because they've been exposed to it. When my son was in one of the musicals, the kids were talking about Wicked and they were playing music from it. I'd never heard anything about it, mm-hmm. and he had neither, but at that point he totally, you know, got that, and he got more into, oh, there's a show called The Music Man, and oh, there's Annie Get Your Gun, and oh, the music is really cool.
Yeah.
That love is still there.
And whether it's one of the newest show of whatever it will be next year, or whether they're picking up something that is a revival of an old Busby Berkeley show, it doesn't matter. It's something that's fun and entertaining, and they're probably going to go and enjoy themselves.
Well, they can do it. And now with a lot of different musicals like Shrek being out there, and Hamilton is the big talk out in New York City. And of course, if that ever goes on stage someplace else, it mm-hmm. would be different. But they're trying to renew a musical so that it's something that's current and relevant to what the kids have now. There's only, you know, you can watch Oklahoma and Music Man and Annie Get Your Gun, and at some point they start becoming sort of dated, but they're still the good old classics.
No, I mean,
you know, still the fun, and the kids still love to do them, and they've just learned something about history as well as musical theater.
And some of the others that you say are dated, I went to a show not all that long ago of Bye Bye Birdie.
Yes.
And of course, you know, it's a little dated. Who's Ed Sullivan anyway? But it's
one
still
of my favorites.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but it's a fun experience, and maybe you learn a little bit of television history in the process.
They
know?
Do something. It opens their eyes.
Yeah.
You know, the whole experience opens their eyes. I mean, coming into rehearsals, they don't know what they're getting into, that, you know, they're going to maybe be there from 9 to 4, and there's no teacher specifically in their classroom. Your parents aren't around. There's all sorts of adults, but they're all new people, and so they learn a whole new sense of responsibility. There's some intangibles that the kids learn as they're going through the rehearsal process with discipline, because they have to be a certain place at a certain time, and someone will help them get there, but they have to be responsible. They have to learn to read schedules. They have to learn their lines. They're responsible for some things maybe they aren't always responsible for.
Oh, I learned my lesson on missing a stage appearance one time during a performance of South Pacific. And just, you know, I wasn't there for the line. Somebody else had to cover it for me. And it's, yeah, you never miss another one.
You never miss another line. And you can see the look on the kids' faces when they realize that somebody just took my line or they just sang my part. The funny thing is watching the younger kids, they know the Beast part and the Belle part as well as they know their own ensemble role. And if Beast, something happened to him or happened to Belle, they could fill in. It might be a little bit of a different, their costume might not fit and there might be a little bit different sound, but they could do the part.
Yep. And that's the another fun part, particularly about musical theater, but theater in general.
Yes. You know. Oh, yeah. The kids... like I say, it's a new experience for a lot of kids. It's old hat to some of them. Some of them have done, you know, five or six shows by the time they get. And some kids may have just, we've got a, I think 35% of our cast this year is completely new. Mm-hmm. Have never done a musical, have never done musical theater. They've probably been in choir and they've maybe taken some sort of, you know, lessons of some sort, but they're totally new, so they have no clue. And they might be on their last year of being eligible. So they're 16 or they're turning 17 and they can't do this anymore, but now they maybe will try it at the high school or they will try community theater presentation. So they have a chance to do something that they've never done before and may never ever want to do again, or they might just go, had enough of that this year. I want my, you know, summer back, or that's just not my area. But at least they tried something.
Yeah, well, you know, I played in the orchestra for a performance of Oklahoma. Oh, I guess it was first, was Camelot was first, but then Oklahoma, and then later was in the cast in college. And so, you know, we used to, you do those shows, particularly the tried and true ones, and they come back, and you learn it again.
Well, and some of our kids, we have quite a few of our intern assistants this year, and our lighting designer, and our conductor are all CMT alums. So they've been through the program and they're now coming back and giving. We've been able to do that for the last couple of years because we've come full circle. This year, our conductor is Travis Dunlap, our local state representative. Our lighting designer is Brad Gray, if I could speak.
Sometimes the tongue just doesn't do what you want it to do.
He was actually the Beast in the 2006 production. So it's fun to see that he can come back and now he's doing whole lighting design. We've got four different interns that are all CMT alums that are helping the artistic staff. And our stage manager assistant is also a CMT alum. So it's really cool to watch those kids come around. And it's also cool for the kids in the show to see those kids doing that work now, because they might be able to do that technical end and maybe not the acting.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, just having worked a fair amount of tech theater, any techie will tell you that you know, the actor may be the gem, but if the gem is not put in the proper setting and not lit properly, it can't shine.
Exactly, it's the same as if you're in an ensemble role and you think you're not important. If you're not there, there's not a show. If the sound and lighting and the costumes and everything don't quite work together, it's a show, but it's maybe not top quality, which is what we try to put across with Children's Musical Theater, is a high quality show that people are willing to pay ticket prices for and be amazed when they get there. We get so many people every year asking us, which ones were the adults? And there are no adults in this presentation. The kids do all of it. We're backstage doing things with sets and putting things out and making sure that they get their costumes changed quickly and things. But the kids are all the ones that are doing it.
You become the encourager.
Yes, so big. Big time. We have a great time doing it, too. We also backstage have a little bit more fun than we're probably supposed to have sometimes also. But the kids are not supposed to talk in the wings, but sometimes the crew is back there maybe thinking of what they're going to do next time to stage left or stage right, what prank they're going to pull, and try not to get in trouble with anybody during the show or during rehearsals. So.
Dangerous things happen when that comes along. We'll take a break and we'll continue in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
There's always something good happening at the Bartlesville First Baptist Church. Coming up July 11th through the 16th is Falls Creek Youth Camp. Register now. And July 11th through the 14th, plus August 1st through the 5th, is the Cross Timbers Children's Mission Adventure Camp. Registration going on now. For more information about the First Baptist Church events calendar, call 918-336-6172.
Continuing on our community connection this morning, again, Jan Watt talking about children's musical theater. We'll give you an opportunity to win a pair of tickets during consumer calls, so stay up for that as well. But Jan, you got a great cast this year, I'm sure.
We have 83 wonderful kids that are putting together something that's so spectacular. This show is a big, big show. It's a Disney production, and anything Disney does is typically not small.
No.
But this production in particular, because there is the villager cast, and there's the mob that take over and try to kill the beast, but there's the enchanted castle. And our director was especially excited this year, along with our choreographer, to put together an enchanted castle that has enchanted walls and enchanted doors. And those kids are architectural elements, mm-hmm. and so they are actually serving as pieces of the castle. If you've ever watched, and I'm sure most people haven't seen, the old 1946 movie of Beauty and the Beast, it's a French movie with subtitles, mm-hmm. and they have elements.
Which is probably why they haven't watched it, because most people say, subtitles, it's fun, you need to do it
more.
It's
actually a fun movie to watch. It's very interesting. It can be kind of creepy, but there are arms that come out of the wall because the castle is enchanted.
Mm-hmm.
And so our director...
Just think the Enchanted Forest in Prisoner of Oz, you get the same...
Right, everything moves. Like I say, the doors are actually people, and the wall and the rugs and lots of... So for the kids, the Enchanted cast is really fun because they get to, you know, they're going to be human again.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll get to be something different at the end of the show. But...
typical for ensemble cast. You play all the roles, and you got usually have about 5 costume changes.
We have kids that they start out as maybe as villagers, and they may become a tree, or they may become a wolf, and then they switch into some enchanted. Most of our kids probably have unless they're the principal leads, have probably 2 to 3 different roles, and they have probably 2 or 3 costume changes, or something with their hair, or something that changes so that they look a little bit different. So yeah, we've got 83 great kids. They're from Bartlesville, from Dewey, from Nowata, from Barnstall, from Collinsville, private, homeschooled, public. It's a mix of kids that maybe have never met before, but they are best of friends, or at least they know each other, and they see each other during the school year, and all of a sudden, you know, they know this person, and it isn't quite so intimidating to do something else because you know those people. So,
well, and particularly for the very young, all of a sudden you made some acquaintances with somebody 5 years ahead of you in school. And it, again, most of the time the tendency is to associate your class and maybe the next year, but you don't want those other old kids, you know?
So. Yeah, exactly. Well, and the older kids get to be examples. They help the younger ones around. The younger ones that have done this before get to help the newbies around, and the newbies might be older than them. So it's a great thing to watch. The first week I came in, and back in the auditorium where they're just hanging out on home base, there was a whole group of kids that had not known each other at the beginning of the week of rehearsals, and they were sitting in a circle playing a game and just having a ball. And it was like, that's what this is about, is when they can all sit down and hopefully, you know, we all want peace on earth. Well, that's the start. You
exactly,
know, they
yeah.
have a chance to get to meet other people and do things with them.
Before you pick up the school rivalries, anyway.
Yeah.
Production dates is coming up pretty quick.
It is. It's next week. It's on Thursday and Friday, July 14th and 15th at 7 o'clock. And Saturday and Sunday, the 16th and 17th at 3 o'clock matinee. We started the matinees last year with a Saturday matinee. We've always had Sunday, but the Saturday matinee was new last year. And it was very, very popular, so we decided to keep it this year. Gives everybody a chance to come out. Kids and you know, everybody can make it at that point in the day and then go on. So yeah, it's coming up next week. We go into production week on Sunday, where we have some very late nights and we work everything out, and our crew, because they work during the day, our volunteers can finally come in next Sunday through Wednesday, and we work through all the set changes and
That first tech rehearsal is always fun, and I use the term fun very loosely.
Yeah, it's a very inspiring, character-building sort of activity, shall we say. I think that's probably the best words.
Yeah. Wait a minute, that light cue isn't quite right. We need more over here, less over there, and can it be more red? Or what?
And can you move that piece again?
Yeah.
No, it's got to be over here. Can you move it one more time? Well, it needs to be back here. Can you cut the top of that building off now? No. Can you repaint it? No. lots of learning goes on. You find out how flexible adults can be, because the kids are very flexible, but the adults sometimes tend to be the ones where we have to talk.
I built it this way. I'm not changing it.
Yes, exactly.
How do you get tickets for the show?
The tickets, you can call the Bartlesville Community Center and or go online to the BartlesvilleCommunityCenter.com, and that's where you can get the tickets. You can also go to our website at cmtonstage.com, and it'll take you to a link that takes you to the community center. So stop in at the ticket office, get your tickets. Usually Thursday and Friday, you know, people start talking, and then all of a sudden Sunday, everybody's standing in line outside of the building because they heard, ooh, this isn't too bad. We better go see this. And then you get to
wait. Let's tell you now, this is not too bad. You need to go opening night.
Oh, this is amazing. You've got to go opening night. You got to join Charlie. He's going to go. And I don't even know how many other people, but the ticket sales are always high on Thursday night because it's opening night. It's just exciting, and the kids are ready to go.
Yeah. And then, once you find out, you tell your friends so they can go the next night.
Well, and the
or
other
buy
cool
tickets because you want to go again.
Exactly. Go more than once. I mean, all the ticket sales, of course, we have to pay our bills, but go towards Children's Musical Theater. That's how we survive. And we've got a new building on 101 Wyandotte that is there because we've had support from this community with volunteers, people put in thousands of hours that if we had to pay a staff, we couldn't do it. So we've got volunteers that are willing to put time in and community coming to the shows. Ticket sales are huge, and especially on a show like this with the production.
Well, Jan's here, and she's saying be her guest. So come on out. It's CMT. Get your tickets now.
NBA fans in Oklahoma stunned that superstar Kevin Durant is leaving the Thunder and going to the rival Golden State Warriors. Durant announcing his decision yesterday. He'll